We continue our learning. If a person slaughters an animal from the side of the neck, not from the front of the neck, the Mishnah says the Shechita is going to be kosher. Now the language of the Mishnah sounds like it's bidyevid, meaning if you really chatchilu, you should not be shechting from the side, you should shecht from the front. But if you did so, bidyevid, it's kosher. That seems to be the language of the Mishnah. In fact, there are those who claim that that's the case. The Ron believes that the Mishnah is telling you that lechatchila you should not shecht from the side of the neck, even though you'll be able to shecht the sock and the shrekir, the two simanim, properly, because there's a concern you may end up hitting the neck joint or the neck bone and then severing the spinal cord before you even sever the esophagus and the trachea. Now, if you do that, you turn the animal into a trefa. So then the shrekir is not good. The animal's not kosher to eat anymore. So that would be one concern. The other is that maybe by hitting the neck bone, there's tsar balei chayim. Unnecessary pain is going to be caused to the animal. So therefore, lechatchila, we should not shecht, but yet if you did, it would be kosher. And others claim that no, hashochinim and hatzdadim can be done lechatchila. There's no problem at all from doing from the side. We're not afraid of making it to the trefa. It's not tsar balei chayim. And the reason the Mishnah uses the language of hashochet, if you did so, almost like sounds like b'dievet after the fact, it would be kosher, is because we're going to use the same language of hamolek regarding malika, where we're going to show that it's possible. So therefore, just for symmetry of the Mishnah, we use the language of b'dievet, but shechting from the side of the neck may be kosher lechatchila. It's a machlokas rishonim. Then the Mishnah says hamolek menat stadim, but if you do malika, we know the chata sa'of, or the ola sa'of, we learn in zvachim, have to be shecht in the malika done by the nail of the thumb of the Kohen, and that's done from the back of the neck. So if you did it from the side, it's going to be pasul. Because when it comes to malika, it says in Vayikra Parakei, umalak esroshu mimul arpo, from the back, from the nape, which is the back of the neck, the Torah says explicitly, mimul arpo, has to be from the oref. Therefore, if you do it from the side, it's going to be invalid. Hashochet min ha'oref, shechita so psula. What about if you did shechita from the back of the neck? Says the Mishnah that is going to be pasul. Why is it a pasul shechita? Because just the anatomy tells you it's going to be pasul. When you're automatically going to hit the neck bone from the side, maybe the possibility is there, you may hit the neck bone first and sever the spinal cord, and then only then afterwards hit the two simanim, the esophagus and the trachea. But if you go from the back, there's no question that that's what's going to happen. And most of the flesh that's there is going to be cut as well. So therefore, doing a shechita from the back is going to be pasul. Gemara explains that if let's say the shochet was able to somehow take the esophagus and the trachea and move it around so that it bring it to the back of the neck so that he's able to shech those first, so then it's before he hits the neck, that would be kosher. Then the Mishnah says hamolek min ha'oref, melikasok shera. This is just using the language of b'dieved, but we know, of course, that this is the way it's supposed to be done. A person should be doing the malika from the oref, but we say hamolek because we use the word of hamolek, which sounded like b'dieved in the ratio, so we say hamolek here. But hamolek min ha'oref, of course, melikasok shera, that's lechatchila, the way it should be done. Hashochet min hatzavar, shechita sok shera, and the same thing when it comes to shechita. That's, of course, a lechatchila. If you shecht from the neck, from the front of the neck, that is kosher shechita, not only b'dieved, that's good, even lechatchila. Hamolek min hatzavar, malika so psula. If you did the malika from the front of the neck, and this would be true even if you're able to move the simanim behind the neck, and that way, from even from the front now, you're able to cut the simanim after cutting the neck, which is what's supposed to do when it comes to malika of a bird. Halacha is that it's going to be pasul, because once again, mimul arpo, the malika can't be done from the front. Even if you manipulate the simanim, it can't be done from the side. Mimul arpo must be done from the back of the neck. Shekola oref kasha malika v'chalat zavar kasha l'shchita. The Mishnah gives us this general principle. The entire back of the neck is kasha to do malika, and the entire front of the neck is kasha to do shchita. Nimsa kasher b'shchita pasul malika. So you see from here that that which the area of the neck that's kasher b'shchita is pasul for malika, and kasher b'malika pasul b'shchita. What I, obviously I see this, I understand this, and in fact the next mishnayos are going to give us other examples in other areas of shas where kasher, what's kasher here is pasul for this, and it's pasul for this is kasher for this. So we'll see that in the coming mishnayos. But why do I need this statement at all? I get it. Nimsa kasher b'shchita pasul pasul b'malika. Of course. The area that's kasher b'shchita, which of course is the front of the neck, is pasul for malika. So the Gemara says, no, this is coming to teach me the halacha that we mentioned before, that if you move the simanim behind the orif, behind the neck, then by shchita that will be kasher, but by malika that won't be kasher if you move the simanim. And then kasher b'malika, pasul b'shchita, which is the last statement of the Mishnah, just for symmetry purposes, we say that. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So another example of kasher b'this, pasul b'that, kasher b'torim, pasul b'bnei yona. Yeah, there's a little bit in Zvachim. We have two types of birds that can be brought as a korban. Torah speaks about b'nei yona, and it speaks about torim. So the torim are the turtle doves, the b'nei yona are the pigeons, and different types of birds. Like we know from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim and Perek Beis, it says, the kol hator nishma ba'artzenu. It says, hanitzanim hayu ba'aretz, eitz hazamir higia, the time of the pruning of the trees has arrived. The kol hator nishma ba'artzenu. We hear the voice of the turtle dove that's in our land. So that may have, maybe speaking about Yemos HaMashiach, but the idea of the Kol HaTor, the Aschalta de Geula, but nonetheless, what does it say? It sounds like the spring has come, and now I can hear the turtle doves, the Tor. The Tor must have not been around during the fall, during the winter, and now he's coming back. That's when it comes to Torim. But B'nei Yona, which are pigeons, are they're always around. They're not, they don't migrate at all. They're always, they always stay in the area. The additional difference is just in the language that we use. Torim are never called B'nei Torim. It's always Torim. They're always mature to be kosher. And B'nei Yona are children. So, and we'll see from the Mishnah that you could have a case, a Tor, if it's too young, it's going to be kosher. And B'nei Yona, they could be too old. And they're, Tor, if it's too young, it's going to be pasul. And B'nei Yona, if it's too old, it's going to be pasul. That's why I have to be B'nei Yona. And therefore, that leads us into this second example. Kasher b'torin, pasul b'B'nei Yona. What's kasher, what's fit, what's appropriate in terms of an age for torim is pasul b'B'nei Yona. Is too old if you're B'nei Yona. So what age are we speaking about? So immaturity, which is exactly what a B'nei Yona, a pigeon needs, that's what disqualifies, that immaturity disqualifies a Torim, because Torim have to be older. And the Mishnah explains what they are. Tchilas Hatzov. The Mishnah here says, then it says, no, what's possible? The intermediate states that's possible for both. So before we get to that, let's explain what it means, what's maturity and what's immaturity. So what's considered maturity, which will make a Tor kosher, and certain B'nei Yona not kosher. So we assume that that stage begins when the feathers become Mishe Yazhivu, Yatzivu, they become gold. What does it mean? So Rashi explains in Chulin Adav Chaf Beis, that when the feathers become very large and reddish, and they shine like gold, that's what it means, Yazhivu. So that is the stage when the Torim are going to be kosher. A B'nei Yona stops becoming kosher, means it has to be young. So B'nei Yona is kosher the whole time that if you are able to, you pull off a feather from it, the area becomes a little bit, it bleeds. So if that is, that's a very young stage. When that stops, when you pull off a feather and it doesn't bleed anymore, so then it's going to be, then it's too old to be a B'nei Yona. But there is an intermediate stage, and that's what the Mishnah concludes with. Techilos Hatzihuv Bazeh Vazeh Pasul. The beginning of that stage, from immaturity to maturity, is where it starts developing these yellowish or reddish feathers around the neck, so they're both pasul. The turtle doves are pasul the Torim because they're not old enough, and the pigeons are too old at this point. So that is an intermediate stage that the Mishnah speaks of. The Kahati brings the following perish in the commentary here. Mishi Giu Hagozalos Lishlosha Chadashim Bikiruv Noshros Mehem Notosem. He says when the birds reach 3 months, about 3 months or so, so their feathers start to fall off. Tzchilo Menaguf, first from the body, Uvesof Menatzavar Umenarosh, and then eventually the feathers fall off the neck and from the head. Mishenoshu Kolanotzos, when all the feathers have fallen off, Olos Bahem Notos Chadashos, then they grow new feathers. Vishalat Savar Matzivos Bereshis Gidulon, and the ones that are on the neck become shiny, reddish, goldish, etc. Umisheyaschil Maschil Hatziuv Yatzu Agolzos Michlaktanim. So when that yellowish stage, the golden stage of the when it's developing the yellow of these colored feathers on the neck, that's when they've left the ketanim stage, and therefore it's too late to be a ben yonah to be kosher. Ulchal gedolim enabayim, but they don't become gedolim; they can't be used as torim. Acheyafeh hatziuv kulo barak tzahov, until that yellowish goldish color is completely shiny, then the torim are going to, at that stage they're going to be kosher. So it sounds like up until 3 months, you're certainly okay for a bit, for Ben Yonah, and maybe a little bit beyond that, because you have to wait till the feathers fall off, and then they start becoming different colors. And obviously, they must be a little bit later than that, more than three months, not right after 3 months. It will get to a point where the Torim will be at a stage where they are going to be kosher. The Gemara has an interesting question regarding this intermediate stage where the Torim are too young and the Bnei Yonah are too old. What is this stage? Is this a stage of an intermediate stage where it's definitive that we know that neither of them are kosher? Or is it really a suffake? We're not sure. Maybe the Torim are old enough at this point. Maybe the Bnei Yonah are maybe they're still not too old. We're not sure. Kind of like Ben Hashmashos. What's Ben Hashmashos between Shki and Seis HaKochavim? Is that intermediate stage? Is that a suffake, whether it's day or night? Or is it some definitive intermediate stage where it's not day or night? So what would be a nafka mina regarding our birds in such a case? So here the Gemara says that there's a difference if a person took an eder to bring a bird, either from Torim or Bnei Yonah, and he brought, let's say, this bird in this middle stage. So he brought both, rather. So he brought a Tor that was in this intermediate stage and a Ben Yonah in this intermediate stage. So if it's a suffake, we're not sure where it's one or the other. Let's say Ben Hashmashos. It's either it's still day or it's still night. So here too, this is either a Tor or Ben Yonah. We're just not sure because it's in an intermediate stage. So he brought both of them. So he brought both a Tor and a Ben Yonah. So one of them is correct. One of them is certainly at the proper stage. So his yotze is neder. If the Kohen brings these birds, so then in the Beis Hamikdash, so that it's fine. But if we're saying you shouldn't do it lechatchila, but if you did, the neder has been fulfilled. But if we're going to say that this is an intermediate stage, that it's definitive intermediate, which means not a suffix. We know very well that it's a middle stage. The Torim are not old enough. The Bnei Yonah are too old at this point. So then he hasn't fulfilled anything, even though he brought both birds, both at this stage, because neither of the birds are kosher at this particular stage.